Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Tes. This is going to be a short session. I want to get this to you before Shabbos, so here we go. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara provides the reasons for the various number of brachas and the different tefillos. For example, the seven brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, they correspond to the seven kolos, the seven sounds that David HaMelech mentions in Kapitel Chav Tes in Psalm 29. Happens to be this Daf Chav Tes. Then we have the nine brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah. They correspond to the nine times Chana mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in her tefillah. Then we have the 24 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei of a Tainas, of a fast day. They correspond to the 24 expressions of song of Rananos, which Shlomo HaMelech said on the day the Aron was brought into the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Holy of Holies. So once again, the various reasons behind the number of brachas in different tefillahs, such as Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and a Tainas, a fast day. Number two, we have numerous additional tefillahs are introduced on this stuff. We have Havinenu, which is an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. It's got the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and then the middle section is one bracha that's an abridged of the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Then we have Tefillah Katzar B'Makom Sakana. We have a short tefillah which was recited when entering dangerous places, and then we have Tefillah Sederech, which is the traveler's prayer. So additional tefillahs are introduced on this stuff. And finally, the Gemara introduces four opinions regarding the meaning of Rabbi Eliezer's statement in the Mishnah that one should not make his tefillah keva, fixed. What does that mean? So number one, anyone who treats his tefillah like a burden. Number two, anyone who doesn't daven derech tanchumim, in a way of supplication. Three, anyone who is unable to innovate something, meaning introducing a new request during his tefillah. Or number four, anyone who doesn't daven when the sun is red, meaning immediately after sunrise or before sunset, which are auspicious times for tefillah. So once again, on this daf, the three things we're focusing on, the reasons for the various numbers of brachas in different tefillahs, such as Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Tainas. Number two, additional tefillahs are introduced in this daf, Havinenu, the abridged Shemoneh Esrei, a tefillah katzar b'makom sakana, a short tefillah recited in dangerous places, and tefillah sederech, the traveler's prayer. And then four different opinions regarding the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda's statement that one shouldn't make his tefillah keva, fixed, shouldn't feel like a burden, shouldn't daven, anyone doesn't daven in a derech tanchumim, supplicatory manner, anyone's unable to innovate something, introduce a new request, or anyone who doesn't daven at auspicious times when the sun is red, meaning immediately after sunrise or before sunset. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for Chav Tes is not going to be a cat. Yeah, I know the money on this one was probably on cat. Seems to be so obvious here, like a real slam dunk, but we're not going to use cat for a variety of reasons. It just happens to be they're challenging for simanim. I've tried for years, but they're difficult to work with. You know, just that's cats. They're catty. No, well, there's reasons why, and I'll explain in another video why that's so. But we're going to use instead cots. So the odds on using hospital cots were probably 1,000 to 1, but we're going to use hospital cots, okay? So here we go, our siman. The hospital cots were packed with patients on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days because people had been traveling and going through dangerous places had treated their tefillahs like a burden. So once again, in slow motion, the hospital cots, that must be the Ron Dav Chav Tes. The hospital cots were unfortunately packed with people on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days. So that's where the Gemara, where we learn why we have a certain number of brachas on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days, 7, 9, and 24. Because people have been traveling and going through dangerous places, so we learned about additional tefillahs, such as Havinenu, Tefillah Katzar B'Makom Sakana, and Tefillah Sederech, had treated the tefillahs like a burden, which reminds us of Rabbi Eliezer's statement that one should not make his tefillah keva, one shot was like a burden, others not derech tanchumin, not in a supplicatory way, others had not innovated a request, made something new in their tefillah, or they didn't daven when the sun was red, meaning immediately after sunrise or before sunset. So once again, the siman is, the hospital cots were unfortunately packed with people on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days because people had been traveling and going through dangerous places and treated their tefillahs as a burden. That's it for Chav Tes. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning and great Shabbos.